You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALT, Fiction Radios, people, DOCDALI. That's what happens at the end of the week. All right, so there is a 30-second test that can change the color of your drink if a date rape drug had been added to it. Now, people are worried that they're not going to want this 30-second test because if it changes the color of your drink, if there's a date rape drug in it, if something changes the color of your drink, you're not going to want to drink it. But let me just remind you, if there's a date rape drug in it, you probably don't want to drink it anyway. So don't worry about it changing the color of the drink. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to talk about how autism now rates are 1 in 68 U.S. kids. So that's one kid out of every two classrooms. We also have a monitor that is a biodegradable chip that can track your vital signs before it disintegrates and it melts inside your body, kind of like Mission Impossible. Cool. Then we're going to be talking about the Ebola virus. What is the Ebola virus and what the CDC wants to do about it? So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy show on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I think we're up to about 63 people right now who have died. This is some scary stuff from the Ebola virus in Guinea. This is in Africa, and the U.S. Centers for CDC Control right now is vigilantly monitoring the situation, they say, and preparing to assist in efforts to contain the disease. Many of you are scratching your head going, oh, wait a second, okay, Ebola, what, didn't that, you know, weren't we talking about that about 25 years ago? Yeah, remember the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman and Rene Russo? Yeah, they were talking about Ebola virus and hemorrhagic fever. We'll talk about that. It's a very rare, highly contagious, deadly form of hemorrhagic fever. And they're saying Zaire Ebola. This is a deadly Zaire Ebola. Has never been found outside of Central Africa until this outbreak. They said Guinea had never had an Ebola outbreak before. And this is the furthest west they've ever had one. They say there's some unusual things about this outbreak and certainly things that need to be investigated. Currently, the Ministry of Health in Guinea is working with the World Health Organization to monitor and control the outbreak. See, having an outbreak killing people is already tragic and already scary. But then once you see it move, the epidemiologists, I mean, they're working triple time to figure out how to stop and contain this. Because all it takes, yeah, I think contagion was the same thing. Contagion was a another movie that did that. See, I just remember the outbreak movie because I think Patrick Dempsey was in that movie, and I think he was playing with a monkey, and then he got sick, and he was on the plane, and then everybody else got, yeah, so that was kind of, and we were all scared that somebody was going to go up to the monkey. I don't know. So anyway, they say all of the Ebola viruses have a wildlife reservoir, so they think maybe it's like out of a bat or something, so a bat harbors it, and then it spills over into people and other animals, but they have never been able to find which animal species is the animal that harbors the virus. Another goal is, I guess, to investigate and figure out, you know, who got bit and et cetera. Right now, the country has banned the consumption of bat soup. Apparently, there's a soup made out of bats. It's called bat soup because they think maybe bats are the ones that are carrying the disease. Okay, so let's just quickly review what the Ebola virus is. So it causes hemorrhagic fever. Ebola virus and the Marburg virus, they're very related. They cause hemorrhagic fevers. Basically, these cause severe bleeding, hemorrhage, as well as organ failure. These are native to Africa. They said even though we have seen sporadic outbreaks, we have been able to limit them. They live in animal hosts, which means you get it from an infected animal. After the initial transmission, then the viruses could spread person to person, either through contact of body fluids or contaminated needles. Now, they say no drug has ever been approved to treat this Ebola virus or Marburg virus. Usually, all we could do is supportive care, treatment for complications, but scientists are working double time to try to develop a vaccine for this. Now, your symptoms will begin within 5 to 10 days of infection. Prior to your severe symptoms, you may be getting some chills, maybe some sore throat, maybe some weakness, maybe severe headache, fever, joint, muscle aches, maybe diarrhea, vomiting, stomach pain, and then as it worsens, weight loss, bleeding out of the nose, the mouth, the rectum, the eyes, and the ears. Your eyes turn red, your rashes are raised because you're bleeding. It looks like you're bleeding under the skin. And it's scary. It has been found, the Ebola virus has been found in African monkeys, chimps, and other primates. A milder strain of Ebola had been discovered even in pigs in the Philippines. The Marburg virus, very similar, monkeys, chimps, and fruit bats in Africa. So, how does it get exposed? And Mayo Clinic has a great breakdown of this through blood, contacting blood, or waste products. I guess some underground mine workers had been infected with the Marburg virus before. And then, of course, traveling person to person, transmission, if you travel to an area where you can unfortunately get it, insect bites could bite a person with it and then bite you. It's probably one of the scariest viruses that we know out there. So we recommend to avoid traveling to areas that have known outbreaks, especially Africa. You want to call the CDC and make sure that where you're going in Africa is fine. Okay. I mean, Africa is a huge continent, people. Okay. A lot of beautiful places there, but you just want to know that any city or province, you know, you know is safe. Wash your hands frequently. They say avoid bush meat. In developing countries like wild animals, non-human primates, those are sold in local markets. Be very careful eating that. Avoid contact with infected people. I know you want to do kissy-kissy whenever you go to a country because you think you're supposed to kissy-kissy everybody. No. And then, of course, follow infection control procedures. Make sure if you have anything that's contaminated, throw it out, get rid of it, and do not handle dead people. Okay? I know a lot of us like to go over to a dead body and help remove it out of a street. If it died of Ebola virus, you could then contract it. Okay? It's not funny. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-TOMMY.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are also raising money for kids that are fighting blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. These kids need money to help pay for their medical bills, as well as we need to research more and more on what we could do to prevent leukemia and lymphoma in our kids, our teenagers, our adults, our moms and dads, our grandparents. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to help fight blood cancer. Any way you could donate, we would really, really appreciate it. Don't worry, you could donate by PayPal or credit card, or you could even email, mail us a check. You could mail us a check through the website address if you need. So, you know, just whatever you guys could do to help, I really do appreciate it. Rarely do I like to ask you guys for help, but I've had to send patients to them because when I diagnose them with leukemia and lymphoma, where do they go to get the help that they need? Yes, I do send them to the oncologist as well, okay, but they need help, they need support. It's a scary time, and it's a very expensive time. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's amazing what doctors can do. Apparently, there's a groundbreaking emergency technique that I guess Pittsburgh surgeons are ready to attempt on humans for the first time. Doctors at UPMC Presbyterian Hospital intend to, quote-unquote, float 10 patients in the space between life and death in a bid to, I guess, extend the time doctors have to fix their injuries. It's kind of like stopping the clock. This is being reported by Fox News. And these would be like patients that have either a potentially fatal knife or gunshot wound where they've practically bled to death or have suffered cardiac arrest and they've lost about, let's say, half their blood, most of their cardiac output, and have not been revived following attempts to restart their heart. Based on those requirements, the hospitals think they're going to probably just see about one candidate a month who, without the technique, is probably 93% chance of dying. Anyway, New Scientist calls this technique that they're going to do called suspended animation. And what doctors are calling it is emergency preservation and resuscitation, where they drop the patient's body temperature drastically and rapidly cool it by swapping every drop of his blood for a cold saline solution. His cells will then be able to survive for hours without oxygen, even though he'll be clinically dead. They say the technique was proven to work on pigs in 2012 and is one that has never been tried to this extent in humans. They said in some surgeries they may chill the blood through a cooling system, but it requires a lot of time, a lot of planning, and that's something, yeah, that maybe you could do during an elective surgery, but not when somebody just got shot or stabbed or just had a heart attack. So what could you do quickly? They say in the case of the pigs, most survived, and the doctor behind the research told, this was being reported in Telegraph, by cooling rapidly in this fashion, we could convert almost certain death into a 90% survival rate. Doctors believe this technique could give them 2 full hours to operate on the selected patients. Now, is that cool or is that cool? Okay, this is why I love my job. Okay, I know many of you guys can't wait for the Game of Thrones. Yeah, I think that stuff is cool, but this, OMG, this is phenomenal. So you get that? Somebody comes in shot, bleeding, heart attack, on the verge of death. Doctors need to go in and operate, or probably going to lose the patient. It can't be a patient who's dead. It has to be a patient who's still holding on. And before that, we suspend it. So we're not bringing back the dead. Although you wonder if they should try that. Somebody who just newly died, try it, you know. I mean, but usually when we talk about resuscitation, you are dying right then and there. The heart has stopped, etc. So there's always that question, are you dead? And then do they bring you back to life? Or didn't officially die because they were able to bring you back to life? You know, when anybody would go into cardiac arrest and their heart would stop, okay, or they wouldn't have a pulse, okay, if this had not been in a medical setting, if they didn't have a pulse, somebody would say they're dead. Okay, you know, but what are we taught? You check for a pulse, you check for breathing. If you don't feel a pulse or feel any breath, you immediately start CPR because you want to resuscitate. Now, how many of them are still alive because of oxygen? Is the brain still active? Yeah, absolutely the brain could be still active. You could have something called pulseless electrical activity, PEA, where the heart is still actually beating. You're just not able to pick up a pulse, and these people are still alive. So they're still alive, which is why we always tell you to immediately intervene with CPR. Now, of course, if you find a dead body that's about 2 weeks old, no, the CPR is not going to help. But if you have a very, very newly onset collapsed person with no pulse, immediately you start CPR. Now, even though we're talking about CPR, we're talking about this this cooling down. Let's just quickly review some CPR. Immediately, whenever you see somebody on the ground, as long as you don't think there was a neck injury, you want to lie them on your back so you could prepare them for CPR. Call 911. Okay, well, don't move a patient if you think there's any injury to the neck or spine. Call 911 no matter what. Okay, but if they slumped down in their chair and rolled off, get them on their back, start loosening some clothing, check the pulse. We've taught you guys how to check the pulse. Sometimes the carotid pulse in the neck is the easiest place to check. Everybody check your own to feel your pulse. Checking your pulse. boom, 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 boom. I found my pulse. Boom, 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 boom. Good. Okay? Check your pulse. Check the pulse. And then for the breath, if you can't tell, the breath, sometimes you could just stick some glasses right there by the mouth, but I don't want you wasting too much time. We've taught everybody to just go right to chest compressions. If you can't find a pulse, go right to chest compressions. Hopefully somebody is calling 911. Have 911 on speakerphone also. Make sure somebody put down the time of you starting the CPR. Now don't just go, okay, wait a second, stop. Everybody stop. Does anybody have a pen or paper? Pen, paper, please. I'm about to do CPR. You need to, oh, right. Okay, hurry up. Go upstairs and get the piece of paper. Don't be doing that. Just start the CPR, okay? But hopefully somebody is taking mental note of the time. You're calling 911. You're starting the CPR. Make sure you have somebody checking for breaths. They could put, you know, maybe the glasses near their mouth, etc. And you just start doing chest compressions. Find the mid-nipple line. Even if somebody has droopy breasts or whatever, wherever the nipples are supposed to be, find that mid-nipple line. You go to the sternum. You crisscross your hands, one on top of the other, with the heel of your palm going into the soft part of the sternum, not near the stomach, but again, mid-nipple line. And then you go about an inch to an inch and a half deep, and you do the compressions to the beat of Staying Alive. We've talked about that. Staying Alive, Staying Alive. Do it like that, right? Okay, that's sweet. Or you can do Another One Bites Dust. Boom, 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 boom. Another One Bites Dust. Okay, but don't sing that, because family members are going to be upset. If you, and then you do it roughly to that beat. Make sure you're going about an inch, inch and a half deep with an adult. With kids, you'll have to go a little bit less, inch, then half inch, then with little babies. So you sometimes use two fingers and you push about a half an inch for babies. So again, depending on their height and weight. But with the adults, you know, go as deep as you can without breaking them. And then check for a pulse. Okay, I was taught 15 cycles, then they moved it to 30 cycles. Some of them just say, just keep doing it. You may need a little bit of a rest. Quickly stop and check the pulse. Check the breath with the chin lift, head tilt. Okay, go back and do those compressions, because compressions appear to save more lives than anything else. If you don't want to put your mouth on another person because you think they have Ebola virus, just please at least do the chest compressions. Just compress the chest. And then hopefully 911 comes and these big, handsome firefighters and paramedics that come out and they're so muscular and they have the big monitoring equipment. Don't fix your hair, right? Don't flirt. Just still do chest compressions until they tap you out and say, okay, we're going to take over. Okay, so that's CPR. But what we're talking about here with this story is doctors freezing or cooling down your blood using a cool saline liquid so they could go in and have the time to repair the bullet wound. To repair 2 hours is sometimes enough for a lot of traumatic surgery. Sometimes it's not. You have a heart really dislodged, or you have a bullet really dislodged into the heart. When I did trauma surgery, it was one of my favorite type of surgeries. But boy, you got to move like lightning. I mean, you have got to get them in, and you are ready to go. And it's minutes count, seconds count, milliseconds count. So for them to be able to do this, to cool the blood down, oh my gosh, exciting. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I don't know if you all are going to be having a pretty good, fun weekend. I'm going to be moving. Don't worry, I'm still living where I live, but I'm basically moving to a different neighborhood. Apparently, people know where I live. People have been breaking in. Remember, right? We talked about my losing my TV makeup, and I'm sick of it. And so, yeah, we're out of there. We are out of there. And the housing market offered a very, very small opportunity for us to be able to sell our house. So we did, and we're going to be moving. And I'm kind of sad about it because I like where I live. I just got tired of all the break-ins. I think it's ridiculous that, we aren't able to kind of, from a security standpoint, keep that in control. And I really hate leaving my neighbors. My neighbors are really nice. I'm sure my neighbors are kind of happy that we're leaving because, we're kind of pains in the butt. My kids, husband, even I, you know, we always run out to the car. You know, we could be in our pajamas or our underwear. You know, our neighborhood looks really, really pretty. You know, we have a homeowners association, but there's never any restrictions on running out in your boxers to run to the car or screaming at your dog to get back inside the house. Usually our neighborhood is really, really quiet except for the waxes because they're screaming and they're yelling, get inside! I've been telling you to get inside for an hour now! Come inside now! You know, so, what? You crazy woman? So, I'm sure our neighbors are going to be happy that we're leaving, but we really had some amazing neighbors. But moving is stressful. I can't tell you how stressed I've been in the last week or two. I hate that. I hate packing things. I've lost things. I don't know how. How does putting something in a box cause you to lose half your stuff? I just don't understand that. Sometimes just moving something, that's something that I don't think I will ever understand. You know, I had one box. I put stuff into one box, and I've lost so many important pieces to my daily makeup routine. I just don't understand that. So I've been kind of grumpy. I've also had very bad makeup over the last couple days. But, you know, the one thing I have learned that I want to extend to you is, excuse me, no job is too big when you just take it one little piece at a time. You know, I moved a lot when I was a kid, so I hate moving. I went to 12 different schools. I can't stand moving, but I got used to it. I mean, it's old hat, but it's still overwhelming. You know, especially when you have a couple kids and all their crap, you know, and the dogs and the cats, etc. And so one thing I learned is you just have to do little tiny baby steps. And everything seems doable. Our computers had crashed a couple years ago, and it had erased a lot of the medical data and diagnoses that were inputted. So since I save all paper, we had to re-input, and I did a lot of the inputting myself because I'm the fastest typist at the office. And I inputted piece by piece by piece until we got it all back. But I keep all records for years, even beyond what the board recommends, so we have paper. But, I mean, that sucked, you know. So here we have our computers, right, because we're trying to move to electronic. We have everything on the computer, and then all of a sudden, boom, it crashes and erases. And, yeah, we had the backup. Yeah, we paid the company. I don't want to name the company because they advertise a lot. Not through this network, but they're a very famous company that advertises a lot. Yeah, we had that. Still didn't back us up. No. So I was extremely frustrated because I had a false sense of security. But I was like, how the hell am I going to do this? How? And you know what? Piece by piece, and it got done. So for any of you that have a real big chore, you know, like moving or doing a big report or trying to get, I don't know, a medical degree, one day at a time. And you do it. You do it. Now, my next big task is, of course, to raise money for these kids with blood cancer. I want to raise $100,000. $5 from all my listeners, that I think could do it. Okay? No, I have more than a couple listeners. So, little bitty bit. You could have goals. You could have goals, which is fine. All right? And I think goals are phenomenal. But you don't have to go from A to W. Okay? Just go from A to B, B to C, C.1, C.2, C.3, all the way to D. Right? And you could do it in every little step. We talked about doing these mini goals. It's extremely important. Otherwise, it's overwhelming. So I'm still doing my show tomorrow, but if I sound overwhelmed, you know why I'm doing my show? Is because the movers are going to be there. So I told my husband, oh, I wish I could be there, you know, to help with the movers, but I got to do my show. He's like, fine, go do your show. Like, woo-hoo, hee-haw. I know, I'm going to make my hour show like 5 hours, so I don't have to help move. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Autism rates are now 1 in 68. You know, talking about baby steps, my family member that has 4 kids with autism, with the 2 severely autistic kids, that's exactly what they did with baby steps. And the second one is almost potty trained. I mean, just little bits at a time, and you're going to meet your goal. But we now have a study saying 1 in 68 U.S. children, so this is boys and girls. Remember I said with boys it was a lot more common? You had like 1 in 110 total kids, but with boys it was then 1 in the 80s, and then it went down to 1 in 88. Boys and girls have autism spectrum disorder or something on the autism spectrum, but 1 in 56 boys. Well, now they're saying in total, 1 in 68 children have autism spectrum disorder. But let me just say, these are people diagnosed. Okay? These are people diagnosed. Now, this is a 30% increase from the 1 in 88 numbers from a couple years ago. This is according to the CDC. But remember, we're diagnosing it now. We're like, oh, wait a second. We think that's what's going on. So you're having more diagnoses. I don't think we're having more kids become autistic. I just think it's the diagnosis. Now, also remember, we had very few babies being born as well a few years back. So now that you're starting to see a little bit more of a jump with pregnancy, then you may then also see an increase in, but still, 1 in 68 children is supposed to account for that. They say this newest estimate is based on the CDC's evaluation of health and educational resources of all 8-year-old children in 11 different states. Being reported by CNN News, they looked at Alabama, Wisconsin, Colorado, Missouri, Georgia, Arkansas, Arizona, Maryland, North Carolina, Utah, and New Jersey. They say the incidence of autism ranged from a low of 1 in 175 children to a high of 1 in 45 kids in New Jersey. 1 in 45. So on average, they determined it to be 1 in 68 throughout the U.S. Now, still more so in males. Right now, the CDC has brought the number down to 1 in 42 boys have autism. 4.5 times as many as girls, 1 in 189. I mean, this is overwhelming. Absolutely overwhelming. Now, remember yesterday we talked about in the womb. We talked about how we're noticing more and more pregnancy a relationship between pregnancy and autism. And I was like, well, maybe some of these women have fibroids, because I've noticed some of my patients with fibroids seem to have children with autism, or some people that have children with autism had fibroids during the pregnancy. So I don't know. But 1 in 42 boys, that's a lot. Now, they say the largest increase was seen in children who have average or above average intellectual ability, according to the CDC. The study found nearly half of children with an autism spectrum disorder, they're smart, guys. They got an average or above average IQ of 85, compared with one-third of children a decade ago. Now, I think there's underreporting. I think people that have kids that are these geniuses, they don't realize that there may be an element of autism spectrum, and a lot of us go, who cares? I mean, you know, who cares? There, you know, are we treating them? What do you have many people that have, like Dan Aykroyd, you know, he has come out and said, yeah, I have autism spectrum disorder. I have Asperger's, but you know, he's a gifted comedian, writer, producer, you know, et cetera. You know, so, but, you know, we always want to know what's like Susan Boyle. Susan Boyle has come out saying that she has Asperger's. So, our focus right now are kids that are having issues where they aren't as able to integrate into society. So you're more severe autism. But again, the more we see more severe autism, the more we want to find a way to prevent that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I love Star Trek type medical stuff, okay? And it looks like as we're moving deeper into this decade, they are really just moving like wildfire in terms of figuring out little bioelectronics and biodegradable chips and little tiny things that could be inside your body, figuring out what is going on. Well, now there's this monitor that will melt inside of you when it's all done, after it gets all the information that it needs to. And I guess this was developed by biomedical engineers in Illinois. This is being reported by Mail Online, and I have to read it because they're so excited too that it takes them forever to get to the point. They say these little batteries, they're these little biodegradable batteries that can travel through the body. They're capable of wirelessly transmitting data to doctors, and they're made of a combination of metals and cathodes, magnesium foil and cathodes of iron or molybdenum. Yeah, I know. I never had to study molybdenum. That was something not on the periodic table of elements. Let me just tell you that. All right, anyway, so they're made of a combination of these which gradually melt over the course of 3 weeks without releasing any harmful chemicals. Of course, I could take that with a grain of salt. Usually everything is found to be bad for you later, decades later. But anyway, they say the batteries were developed by John Rogers and his team at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. Rogers said the devices over toasting to champagne could be used to track temperature, monitor tissue development, and even administer certain medical treatments and drugs. You know how I would like to zap my ovarian cysts without having to go through the whole gynecological exam? Just float around in my body. Just make it up the fallopian tube near the ovary. Do whatever you have to do. And then zap the cyst. And then suck up the fluid so I don't have to have the ovarian cyst fluid there hurt. And then I could be on my way. I mean, I got things to see and people to do. I'm a busy, busy person. Anyway, these batteries use anodes of magnesium foil and cathodes of iron, molybdenum, or tungsten. These elements dissolve slowly in the body when implanted in small doses, and they say there's no additional health problems. They're joined together by a saline saltwater solution, and the battery is coated by a biodegradable polymer known as polyanhydride. It's a square centimeter cell with a 50 micrometer thick magnesium anode and an 8 micrometer thick molybdenum cathode, which creates 2.4 milliamps of current. 2.21 gigawatts! Can you imagine the guy sitting there making it 50 micrometers thick and 8 micrometer thick cathode? You got the anode and you got the cathode. And him going, hey, Bob, I need the ruler. I'm using the ruler. No, Bob, I need the ruler here, okay? I think I'm off by a micrometer. Figure it out yourself without a ruler, you idiot. Anyway, cells that produce around 1.6 volts are capable of generating a radio signal, which is basically my next competition for a radio show, right? You got, right? If anybody could produce a radio signal, why do you need Dahlia or Dr. Dahlia? Anyway, the data will be submitted wirelessly to doctors. So now I got to sit there and it's, I like shutting my phone off. Speaking to Advanced Materials, Roger said the batteries used, oh, we already know about that, okay? Let me see. During the test, the batteries were placed in water, dissolved in 3 weeks. La, 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 la. I'm trying to see. We already read all that. And then the power will last for about a day. Further research will be carried out to extend this time period by increasing the surface area of the magnesium foil. The breakthrough builds on the work Rogers and his team carried out in 2012. They said 2 years ago they designed a biodegradable silicon chip that monitors temperature and can be used to prevent infection. These chips, however, used coils and power from an external source. Ah, see, yeah, see, no cathodes. Elsewhere, Carnegie Mellon University recently designed an edible sodium ion, you know, do you think any of these things are later supposed to replace our food? You know, so we lay off all the ho-hos and stuff. Yeah, because look, everything is supposed to be edible and biodegradable and in the body. You kind of wonder. Anyway, they designed an edible sodium ion battery with melanin pigment electrodes as opposed to something that was ruby red. But they say they don't last as long as the magnesium-based devices. Whew. Oh, that's important. Okay, it is important, though. All right? I mean, one of the things we want to do is be less invasive, okay? In the olden days when you would have to get a gallbladder taken out or an appendix taken out, you had a scar that looked like you were gutted. Now we're able to do little eensy, teensy, weensy little baby things because we could do things laparoscopically. Kidney stones. We can now do laser treatment and lithotripsy and all sorts of cool stuff without even going up and in, even though we still like to put in a stent. But, I mean, look at all these non-invasive things we could do right now in medicine. So why not design something that could float around your body, get into certain crevices, deliver the medicine, treat, do whatever the heck it needs to. It makes a lot of sense. And this is where medicine is going. Or you have a certain type of chip in there that can check blood sugar, can do all that. And then you on the outside have one of these Star Trek monitor thingies that you just wave like a wand over the body. And then it tells the wand what's going on without having to check the blood, check the urine, etc. You know, they already have toilets and urinals that will examine your urine. As you pee, it already checks for protein and things like that. I mean, that's kind of, yeah. So the less invasive, the better. The only thing is you want to make sure that by being less invasive, it's not an invasive procedure. I mean, having something float around the body and then hopefully biodegrade, you want to make sure it doesn't get stuck. You know, you got something in the crevice of your prostate lobe. I mean, then you're like, okay, how did it get there, right? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. $2.6 million worth of peanut butter is, I guess, being dumped in New Mexico as Costco refused to take the product or let it be donated to food banks. Why? Because I think there was some leaky peanut oil. Peanut butter was produced for Costco wholesale before the plant bankrupt Sunland plant had shut down. Because remember the salmonella outbreak and the nationwide recall? Tests have showed that it's safe, but the company has refused requests for it to be donated. I am hungry for some peanut butter. I haven't had peanut butter in a very long time. So I guess nearly a million jars of this peanut butter are being dumped in New Mexico landfill to expedite the sale of a bankrupt peanut processing plant that was at the heart of a 2012 salmonella outbreak, being reported by Daily Mail. Bankruptcy trustee Clark Cole said he had no other choice after Costco Wholesale refused to take shipment of the Sunland product and declined requests to let it be donated to food banks. Right now they don't think it has the salmonella, but that is a crap load of peanut butter, a very, very big crap load of peanut butter. One of the reasons why we avoid our peanut butter, of course, is because even though there are some healthy oils, there's a lot of salt, there's a lot of sugar, okay? And I'm sure there's butter in there too. It's called peanut butter. I mean, it is yummy. And putting some peanut butter on some celery has been something I've always kind of urged, just to kind of make you feel like you're, you know, what's it called? Divulging? What's it called when you try to take a little piece of chocolate and you kind of, I don't know what the word is. I forget, but it has a V in it. Why am I having such a brain fart? Well, it's a Friday. Anyway, I don't mind having some peanut butter on some of your vegetables. I'm okay with that. But, delve? I don't know. It's a word that has a V in it. This really stinks. Oh my gosh. Anyway. All right. But still, of course, watch the calories and the salt and the jelly. Oh my gosh. There's still so much we didn't get to talk to. All right, guys. Don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.